Little boy, you should know better. You're honestly going to cut me off before I can even finish my sentence. Walk into the room after I tell you that I'm sick, and you're gonna sit here and backtalk me, cut me off, and blatantly ignore what I told you to do. Tell me what the fuck you want before I start getting really angry. You know I don't feel good. You know I haven't felt good for the past, like, 2 fucking weeks. What do you want? No. You fucking tell me. You're gonna come in here, ignore my order to let me get some fucking rest without having to hear you fucking bitch and whine about the tiniest little things in your life. What the fuck do you want from me? That was that fucking simple, wasn't it? You just had to tell me. You just had to, that's all you had to fucking say. The first thing you come in the room, you could have been like, hey, I know you wanted to have some alone time and get better, but I'm horny. Can I have a fucking hand job? That is all you had to say. Maybe please. You didn't have to come in here with that fucking look on your face, act like you just did something wrong, and then want to just fucking, no, I didn't want to bother you. No, fuck, get over here. Yes, get over here on the floor. I was doing something, and I'm not gonna fucking move for your personal comfort. Get over here. Good boy. On the floor. Can't get one fucking day where you just do something on your own. No. Why would that ever happen? Tell me how or why that would ever happen. Jesus Christ. Turn me on so much. Just no, I'm not gonna start blowing you. Do you know how bad baby oil tastes? But that's your fucking lube of choice, isn't it? So much. Great, now it's on the floor. I'll give you another minute to come if you don't by then. There you go. That's a boy. Now, do me a favor. Go fucking get me a wet paper towel or something. Ugh. Fucking hate baby oil. Whatever. You're welcome. Give me a wet paper towel and stay the fuck out of my sight for the rest of the day. Jesus.